Good evening, Salimet.
Good evening, Salimet.
It's a very warm welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This day.
Oh, we're very, very pleased to be gathered again.
Your loving, healing thoughts are always welcomed, especially in these times. Not only on the earth, but in other planets.
Yes, we did.
Yes. If I might suggest to you, in your healing moments, that you ask for help to transmute the density of energy which surrounds you and every other planet at this moment.
Yes, we'll do.
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll do that.
We'll do that, yes.
The more you ask, the more help we can give.
We will definitely do that. Does it make it harder for you to come through when the earth is like that?
When the density is as it is, so heavy at the moment, yes, it is a case of being a little more difficult. But it would never stop us making contact with you. We would always find a way.
Thank you for
thank
that.
You your efforts, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We must all remember to ask for help for ourselves as well as for others.
Yes.
We must think give help for others, but sometimes we forget to ask for ourselves, don't we?
Yes. If you do not feel the difference yourselves, then of course it is not that it is useless, but just more difficult. So firstly, my dear friends, you need to realize that you are light beings. Yes. You are, as I have told you in the past, you are the givers of healing and light. And we must, at this time, work with it and not allow it to overshadow you. The only hopeful message I can give you this evening is for you to deal with the density and also to up your amount of healing for not only earth beings but for all planets and kinds of beings.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We've forgotten our healing prayers this evening, but I think we normally do include
at home
the other planets and universes.
I send it every day to other universes and peace and love and love and light to our cosmic brothers.
Yes. It is a lesson that we are all willing to learn. Tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
This condition which exists at the moment on your planet, and you know well that it is affecting everyone. But it is also affecting those other planets with whom you have no contact. So it is imperative that you keep your feeling of love and goodness and most of all hope that good will overtake what is unnecessary in your lives. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Yes, I think so.
Do any of you wish to question what I am saying? No question.
I think for me, it's part of it is because I understand. I don't think I have a particular fear of death anymore, thanks to our knowledge about what happens when you die. Even though obviously I don't seek it out at all, I want to do as much as I can while I'm alive. But not having the fear of dying means that all of these things, that challenges and everything on the earth, we can't fear them. That even if people die, and that is sad, each individual case, but we have to, at the end of the day, it's not so sad because they're so well looked after and cared for. When they die, there is no death, so it's not really sad at all. Just for the ones that are still here and don't fully understand that death is not the end, and so in understanding that, it makes all of our journeys, and anyway, everything's for such a reason of growth. We're all growing through all of this, so there's purpose to everything, good purpose.
Yes.
So I think that helps to...
To be able to encourage other people that death is not the end. That is the purpose of why we come to you as human beings, because you are able, in their own language, to describe to them the beauty of spirits. Let me assure you, my dear friends, that spirits are working for the best at all times, and very much ask that you continue with your healing thoughts.
Yes.
For every decent, good thought that you send out, you can be aware that it spreads as a loving pool. And grows and grows. Keep these things in mind. Because of the situation at the moment, and it is only short-lived in terms of existence. Try to focus on that and let others see how well you cope with it all.
There's a lot of very fearful people around at the moment, Salimet, so if we're not fearful ourselves, I think they find that a comfort.
Yes.
Especially when we say, you know, that where we go after this world is such a lovely experience. I think people do find it a comfort when they're more fearful of dying than they normally are.
Yes, definitely. You are beings of example. This we know. Those of us who love you, those of us who come from spirit to help you, to help not only the ordinary human being, but all those beings who have come for a particular task, beings who are filled with so much love that sometimes their light is so bright that you as human beings would not be equal to them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There is too much fear at the moment.
Mm-hmm. The fear is disproportionate to, and there shouldn't be fear anyway, but there are things happening on the earth, but the worst thing is the fear, and then the density that's created.
Yes. If you could only see that only one of your thoughts can create this power of movement and spreading wider.
Mm-hmm.
If only you could direct your thoughts that it is getting smaller rather than bigger.
Ah.
That would be such a good help for all of you to focus upon.
Because sometimes I try and direct it towards world leaders or towards media outlets, but perhaps to direct it more generally to the density itself.
Yes, whichever way you decide to use or change or dilute, it is a personal way to deal with it. But just be you, allow your love to shine through, because you are beings of light. And I feel the more you learn and the more you become spiritual beings rather than earthly beings, the better life will become.
Yes, and I've been practicing that lately in the shop. It's kind of my meditation in the morning. I've been saying, today I'm going to let my spirit come forward. And it's just amazing how the day is so different.
Yes.
And it's just so full of light and so easy to talk to people, to just say the words they needed to hear, or to just grab the right medicine they needed to have. Or I would say it's magic. It's not. It's the way it should be.
Yes, it should be the way of life.
Yes.
Of course it should be.
Yes.
But it is good that you see it, and don't forget that even people who do not believe in the afterlife, they are impressed by other human beings who know nothing at all. There is just a spark of knowledge, a spark of light, which awaits everyone.
Yes, I was thinking of the words you said a few years ago. You were saying that we were 99.9% of spirit and 0.1% of human.
Yes.
And I found it absolutely amazing that as soon as we are born, other human beings made us believe in this 0.1%. And then when you become a bit older, you spend a lot of time trying to move back to the 99.9%.
Yeah.
By the way we've been educated and told how we should live.
But you should not even use percentages,
no,
because you truly are 100%
absolutely
spirit.
Mm.
It is whether you expose that side, if I may use those words, whether you expose it to allow others to see the beauty and light that emanates from you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes,
I am pleased, my dear friends, to find that each and every one of you here have the right words to say to others if need be.
Mm.
And remember, what is happening amongst all the fear is that people have come together, have recognized that together much can be done.
Mm-hmm. One thing from reading the transcripts over the years, I noticed how often it comes up that you say you keep your words simple, sometimes you've said some people use too many words or too complicated, and it strikes me that the more simple you can make something, the clearer it is. There's a quote that Einstein said once, that you can explain anything to a six-year-old. If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't fully understand it yourself.
Yes.
So it's like, if you can simplify it, you can. It's the essence of the thing. You have a fuller understanding.
There is only one word in your language which encompasses all, and that is love.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need words, flowery words, to embellish what is a simple truth.
Mm.
All you need is love.
Mm.
It is not even a word, it is a sense and a feeling.
Mm.
Mm. And I find music is helpful too, because it's a vibration of harmony and joy and beauty. And I like to use that as well as a way of uplifting.
The best way for any of you to grow and expose the spiritual side of you more is just to find what suits you. Like our dear lady is saying, if music is what does it for you, uplifts you, calls on you to listen to wiser voices from spirit, then that is the way you must go.
Mm. Follow your what brings you the most joy and upliftment.
I find smiling is really powerful, because you just feel something extend towards that person, and it's amazing the effect it can have. Sometimes people give you a second look because they couldn't believe the first look.
Yes.
And then they realise you really are smiling at them, and they change. Everything about them seems to dissolve and melt into a loving energy as well. It's wonderful to see it.
Well, that is why it is good to recognise these things.
Mm.
Because what you are doing is loving that person, even although you do not really know them.
No.
But you have brightened a day, and that is something to be proud of.
Mm.
Not that I am encouraging you to be proud, but you understand my words.
Mm. That reaction is your reward.
Yes.
Mm.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you any more questions?
No.
Well, I hadn't.
I was just wondering if you had any advice for when we feel a bit run down in our bodies and it's difficult to feel positive. Like obviously we have awareness generally that we should be positive, but occasionally if you get ill, for example, then you sometimes find it really hard to feel good. And I wonder if you have any tips on what we could maybe do in our heads at that time to sort of help us with our own healing and to feel better.
Perhaps you can realize that we are always waiting to help whoever is in need. I would say to you, my dear friend, in your hours of prayer, if that is what you wish to call it, in hours of connection, then I would say, ask to have the knowledge to heal yourself. You have wonderful people who have come to the earth to teach you about medicine, about love, about so many aspects of living. I would say for you to have a little, I believe, what you call a mantra, and ask Spirit to help you in the best way, or in the way that is best for you. I hope that is helpful to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, my dear friends, this is quite a short occasion for us to meet before your festivities begin.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are problems with people and their fears. Mm. I say to you, concentrate on the love that surrounds you. And as the gentleman has said, smile. It was given to you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thank you for joining with me this time. And I want you to know that whenever you need to, you may call upon me to try to help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I also thank you for inviting along some children.
Oh,
and
yes.
I hope they give you some pleasure and some light.
I'm sure they will.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to seeing them and feeling them around us.
And our love goes with you.
Yes.
At this time of year for you, and hopefully the next time you come we'll have dispersed some of the dark density.
Well, you have the opportunity to use what you have to help.
Mm. Well, with the help of all the readers and listeners,
yes,
people will certainly spread that word out.
Yes. And yes, you were correct to talk about simple language.
Mm.
It is so much easier for people to know that things are not difficult, even in the form of words that you use.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, my dear friends, until we meet again, next time, I surround you all with love and smiles.
Thank you.
And I leave my love with all of you.
Thank you.
And our love and smiles ripple out with you. Yeah. Give you some water.
Thank you.
Okay.
I feel like I've been in a bubble.
In a bubble, lovely.